Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
So, how are your holidays?
Great. I was here.
Oh, so was I. Oh, well, good talk. See you all the time, I guess.
Wait, Lee, I have to confess something. I truly don't remember what happened on the podcast before the holidays.
Peter, I don't either. I feel like there were some major plot points that happened before we took a break, but I have literally no memory of what they might be.
This is terrible.
I know.
Hey, Lee.
Hey, Peter.
Oh, hey, it's Rachel and Megan.
Why do you look so stressed?
Because we can't remember anything that's happened since we've been on this ship.
Huh, that's weird. You know, I never forget a moment. Or a grudge.
That's true.
Excuse me, what did you just say?
I said,
that's true.
Anyway, what are we gonna do? There's nothing more important than plot. Plot is king.
Oh, don't worry. Rachel and I thought something like this might happen, so we actually made a little previously on tape to play for everyone.
Oh, you mean like previously on the Story Pirates podcast?
Sort of what it's like.
Thank goodness. Roll the tape.
You got it.
Previously on the Story Pirates podcast.
Hey, everyone. I bought a ship on the internet.
Lee, that's insane. Lee Smart.
I know. We're going to record the podcast on the ship.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, Rachel and Megan. Let's do some stories.
Okay.
Wow, all those stories were amazing.
Oh no, my phone is dying.
Mine too.
Guys, I have a bunch of probiotic friends and they're gonna help us out.
It's crazy, but it's true.
Oh no, we're out of stories.
No! All right, don't worry. I'll summon a porpoise.
Huh?
Goodbye.
Well, that's the last we'll ever see of Megan.
I'm back with more stories.
Yay!
And a magical shell that is also a phone.
Yay!
Thank you, Megan. You're the best person in the entire world.
You too, Rachel. There's never been a better person in the history of the world.
There have never been better people. Megan and Rachel are icons.
Well, that's what's happened so far.
Okay, but I don't remember saying that last part about you two being icons.
I don't know what to say. It's, on the tape.
Rachel, I think our trick worked.
Wait, what did you just say?
I said, I think our trick worked!
Oh, okay.
If you like action, make it action.
Woo!
You
make a really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, everybody. Each week, we're bringing you brand new stories written by kids and performed by us, the Story Pirates.
Yeah!
And we do it all from this ship out on the open ocean, where we have a magical shell phone that allows us to call a community of porpoises that bring us stories written by kids.
Yeah, that's a long explanation.
Peter, as always, today's episode has two new stories written by kids. Well, then let's get started.
Sure thing.
Our first story is called How Do You Play Day? And here to introduce it is the author himself.
Hi, my name is Alex. I'm in third grade and I live in Maryland. This is my story, How Do You Play Day?
All right, class, it's time to play everybody's favorite game, dodgeball.
Yeah!
Wait, coach, we don't know how to play.
How do you play dodgeball?
So, Frank, what are you asking?
I guess I'm asking, how do you play?
Why don't you ask AJ?
AJ, how do you play?
Whoa, don't ask me. I don't know how to play.
Are we forgetting something?
What?
It's How Do You Play Day.
Oh.
Wait, what's that?
I'll tell you. How Do You Play Day is celebrated by gym classes all over the world. It's a day to be confused.
Well, I am confused, coach.
Well, you're a pro already. So, you want to celebrate?
Yes!
Great! All you have to do is ask, how do you play? And then, be confused!
Yay!
All right, everybody, it's time to play football.
How do you play?
Just leave everything on the field.
Okay.
What's all this?
Everything.
You guys are really confused, huh?
Yay!
Good work! All right, class, now it's time to play hockey.
How do you play?
Just ice the puck.
Great. Here I go.
AJ, what are you doing?
Putting delicious strawberry icing on the puck.
Why?
Because I'm confused!
Yay!
It's tennis time, everybody.
How do you play?
You start at love all.
Okay,
love all.
I love you, Frank.
I love you too, AJ. Oh,
no. I love you.
I love you, Mrs. Carey.
I love you, Reginald.
Okay, did we get everyone?
Yes, and I've got to say, I am confused.
Same.
Hooray!
Now it's time for basketball.
How do you play?
Just drive to the hoop.
Whatever you say.
Whoa, Frank, where did you get a car? And why?
Because I was confused.
Yeah!
Lacrosse!
How do you play?
Just go on and hustle out there.
Got it.
What are you guys doing?
We don't know!
Now I'm confused. Baseball!
How do you play?
Just play with heart.
Whoa, wait, really?
Yes, play with heart. Hold on, what's AJ doing?
She's playing with the iconic 70s and 80s rock band Heart.
Ooh, I'm confused.
Nice singing, AJ.
Thanks, Anne and Nancy Wilson from the band Heart. I'm so confused.
So are we.
Well, to misquote you, Heart, the band, try not to understand, try not to understand, try not to understand.
Don't quit your day job, coach.
Hey, all right, settle down, class. Now I have one question. Is everyone confused?
Yes!
Well, then I think this How Do You Play Day has been a success.
Yay!
Frank, what did you think?
I've never been so confused. I feel good.
And we're the band Heart.
Heart, you're underrated, but not by me. I love you.
The end.
And now Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, is this Alex?
Yeah.
How are you, Alex? What's your day like today so far?
I'm homesick. Because I had serious cough last night.
You had a cough last night?
Yeah, serious. I sounded like a seal.
You sounded like a seal?
Yeah.
So you got to stay home sick today.
Yeah. I have a question for you.
Yeah, what is it?
Did you break shark repellent on your boat?
Shark repellent? Oh, you know what? I don't know if we did bring shark repellent. Do you have any?
No.
Do you think that we're going to need it?
Yeah.
Where would we put it on the boat?
So you put it in your pants pocket, and if a shark attacks you, you just take it and spray the shark.
This is a great idea. Do you think I can order some online and get it sent to the ship?
If you brought a computer.
Oh, shoot. We don't have a computer.
Maybe I can get Megan to ride off on a dolphin and pick some up for me.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Alex, your story, How Do You Play Day, is so good. How did you get the idea for your story?
So, I was homesick like a month ago for a few weeks, and I really wanted to send in a story.
Uh-huh.
So, and I really like gym and school, and I'm really good at dodgeball because I'm short.
Okay.
And a lot of the people who try to get me out are tall.
Okay.
So I just decided to write the story.
Oh my gosh, that's such a funny story, Alex. I love that. Hey, Alex, is there something going on in the background, like making a bunch of noise?
Oh yeah, I'm just right by the air vent.
Oh.
Because it blows warm air.
Oh, it keeps you warm?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds really cozy over there.
It is. Except for all the Lego.
Except for all the Lego?
I keep Lego over there.
Do you see, you sit by the air vent with your Legos to stay warm?
I like to play Legos by the air vent, and then I don't really move them.
Okay. Hey, so Alex, the way you submitted your story was like a play, right?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't write out the story. What you did is wrote out the lines, and you said who was saying which line.
Yeah.
Do you think you and I could read your story right now, and we could play the different characters?
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you don't have it in front of you, but I could tell you what it says, and then you could just say it back to me if you want.
I know it.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to play Coach or Frank or AJ?
I'll play Coach.
Go ahead whenever you're ready.
All right, class, let's play some dodgeball.
How do you play?
Ask AJ.
But I don't know how to play.
Class, you're forgetting something.
What?
It's How to Play Day.
What's that?
It's a holiday celebrated by gym classes all over the world where you get confused and don't know how to play the game. So then, do you want to celebrate?
Yes, Frank. I've never been so confused. I feel good.
Okay, the end.
Amazing. That was so good. I can't believe you memorized all that.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you for talking to me.
And thank you for letting us perform your story.
You're welcome. Make sure to get chocolate balance.
Okay, I will. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wow. Cool story. I gotta say, everybody, I really love performing stories out here on our ship. The ship that we're on.
Ugh, agreed. Just us, the stories, the open ocean, the old shippy ship, the story pirates, ship, shippy time? I'm sorry, Lee. What is the name of this ship?
Oh, you know, it's the Story Pirates Zugless ship.
Wait, Lee, hold on a second. Are you telling me that this ship does not have a name?
Huh, I guess it doesn't. But obviously it should be called the SS Lee Overtree. Problem solved.
Lee, that is ridiculous. Now, I know you do a lot for this podcast, but I really feel like I'm the heart of the podcast. So we should call the boat the Peter Boat!
No, are you kidding? That's a terrible name. Plus, I feel that as the only classically trained comedian, I'm truly the star of this podcast, and the ship should be called Queen Megan's Revenge. Excuse me, what's that, Pat Lamb? Oh, the ship should be called The Voyage of the Rachel? I'd have to agree with you. Don't be silly, Lamb. The ship should be called Queen Megan's Revenge.
Peter Boat is classic, timeless, perfect.
I think we should call it Better Titanic.
Ooh, really good. Yes, and I would say let's call it Rocinante, like Don Quixote's horse.
Let's call it the Cruising Susan, after my grandmother.
How about Doorway to the Sea?
How about Nickel Ship Shipsleby?
Or Starfish McGee, after my grandmother.
Oh, how about Butter Time? Everybody loves Butter Time.
I hate Butter Time.
What about the Story Pirates Podcast Ship?
Whoa! Peter Boat!
Calm down, everyone! I know what to do!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here. Thank you.
delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
Everyone,
you too, Rachel's pet lamb. I know what to do.
All right, clearly we're not going to solve anything by screaming at each other.
But how else are we going to name the ship?
Yeah, how?
There's got to be a better way.
There is. Maybe this is crazy, but what if we let our listeners decide?
Huh?
All right, kids, we want you to help us name our ship. And the name can be anything you want. It could be weird, awesome, crazy, silly, insightful, funny, or inspirational. As long as it comes from your imagination, we want to hear it.
Lee, this may seem obvious, but my porpoise friends only deliver us stories. How will the kids send us their ideas for the ship's name?
Parents, you can post your kids' ideas on social media with the hashtag #NameTheStoryPiratesShip. We'll shout out some of our favorite names on this podcast, and who knows, maybe your idea will become the totally official forever name of this wonderful falling apart ship where the Story Pirates live and make this podcast.
This is crazy, but I think it just might work. Oh, but Lee, you need to admit that I really am the heart of the podcast, right?
Maybe I'll admit that after this next story.
Woohoo!
But before we hear this next story, let's read the original story that the author sent in to us. Rachel, would you do the honors?
I sure would, Lee. This story is called Samantha. Once upon a time, there was a monster. Her name was Samantha. Samantha really wanted to become human. Mom, Dad, I really, really, really want to become human, Samantha said at dinner. No way, her parents shouted. But that had not changed Samantha's mind. That night, I'm going to run away, thought Samantha. I'll run away to the monster of monsters. So, at 12 o'clock, when Samantha knew everyone was asleep, she slipped out the door. Yes, said Samantha, now I can run off to the monster of monsters. And that is exactly what she did.
And to hear how the story ends, you'll have to listen to our adaptation. And here to introduce it is the author herself.
Hi, I'm Tierney. I'm from Texas, and I'm in the third grade. This is my story. It's called Samantha. Enjoy.
It was dinner time for the family of monsters. Samantha had something on her mind. After a three-course meal, she finally found the courage to tell her monster parents what she felt inside. She said,
Mom and Dad, I want to be a human. Mom and Dad, I want to be a human.
For Samantha the monster to climb the tallest mountain that she'd ever known. She huffed and she puffed till finally she made it to the monster of monsters, monstrous mountain home. A deep voice within called out,
Hello!
Samantha walked in and saw the monster of monsters sitting all alone. She said,
Hello, sir. I'd like to be a human. Hello, sir. I'd like to be a human being. Sir, I really, really want to be a...
Okay,
said the monster of monsters.
Only if you promise not to tell anyone about me or about this conversation.
She said,
Yes.
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
So, Tierney, you wrote the story Samantha, right?
Uh-huh.
How'd you get the idea for your story?
I wrote a lot of stories about King Sunglasses, and I haven't written one when a monster went to go see him.
Wait, so you wrote a story about King Sunglasses?
Yes.
Who's King Sunglasses?
He's a giant pair of yellow sunglasses.
Oh, he's a giant pair of yellow sunglasses? And so you write a lot of stories about King Sunglasses.
Uh-huh.
But King Sunglasses is not in your story, Samantha, right?
He is.
He is?
Uh-huh.
Is he the monster of monsters?
Yeah.
You're telling me the monster of monsters is King Sunglasses?
Yes.
That is so cool. I really had no idea. That's exciting. Can you tell me more about King Sunglasses?
He lives on a really high cave.
Okay. And is he like a scary guy?
No.
Not that scary. And he's the monster of monsters. Does that mean he's in charge of other monsters?
Yes, he's in charge of a lot of wild animals, too.
Oh. And so what kind of things does he do when he's in charge of wild animals and other monsters?
He just grants them wishes.
Oh, he's like a wish granter.
Yeah.
That's cool. And he's just a big pair of yellow sunglasses.
Uh-huh.
So, Tierney, if you were climbing the mountain right now to go see King Sunglasses, the monster of monsters, and then you enter the cave, and King Sunglasses says, Tierney, you have one wish. What would your wish be?
For my dogs to live forever.
That is such a good wish. What would your second wish be, do you think? If King Sunglasses was like, all right, done. You know what? I got some extra time today. Do you have another wish for me?
My second wish would be to get all the books that I really want right now.
Oh, cool. All right, last question, Tierney. Do you know what a New Year's resolution is?
Yeah.
What's your New Year's resolution?
To try and read all the books on my bookshelf.
Yes, that's such a good resolution. You sound like you really love to read.
I do.
Tierney, thank you so much for letting us perform your story.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and thanks to our authors, Alex and Tierney. If you'd like to read the original stories that Alex and Tierney sent in to us, parents, find us on Instagram, where we'll post their stories in their own words.
Parents can find a picture that my twin sister drew of my story, Samantha, on Instagram.
We're also looking for new stories right now from our listeners, and our new theme is surprising technology. Kids, write us a story from your imagination about a character who discovers or invents some kind of new technology that changes the world in a surprising way. Parents, you can submit your child's story at storypirates.com/podcast. And don't forget, help us name the Story Pirates ship. Kids, come up with what you think we should name it. And then parents can post on social media with the hashtag #NameTheStoryPiratesShip. We can't wait to see what you come up with. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero, and produced for The Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Lauren Glover. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer and Josh Hahn at the Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. The Story Pirates podcast is written, directed, and performed by the Story Pirates. Contributors to today's episode include Kalia Davis, Chris Berry, Ilana Fishbein, Eric Gerson, John O'Hustis, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Brendan O'Grady, Megan O'Neill, Emily Olcott, Lee Overtree, Peter Russo, SJ Sun, Chris Simpson, Rachel Winitsky, Ellen Winter, and Matt Zambrano. The music and lyrics for Samantha were written by Ellen Winter and arranged and produced by Brendan O'Grady and associate produced by Jack Mitchell and Eric Gerson, with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell. And thanks to all our listeners who teach us how to play every day. We've never been so confused. We feel good!